KSL News Time 4:49. Now we'll check the traffic at this moment. Triple Team traffic. Here's Mark Jackson.
Yeah, and you need more advice. You need to have KSL News Radio Triple Team traffic programmed in your car on that first button, always. So we got a crash southbound I-15, right about 4500 South on ramp there at Salt Lake County. Northbound I-15 wreck reported at 114th South. So you got southbound delays downtown to Sandy. Northbound heavy Bangor Highway to Midvale. Michelle.
I'm looking at a new crash southbound I-215 on the west side belt route. It's at California Avenue right as you are merging onto I-215 to go southbound. I think the bigger delays are just from that merge and the time of day, but that is something to watch out for on that right shoulder. Now, looking to 5600 West southbound, it's still solid slowdowns between California Avenue and 3500 South, and I'm still looking at also solid slowdowns in Utah County, I-15 northbound. You'll hit those delays in American Fork up to State Road 92. Joe?
Davis County traffic going southbound starts at the west gate of Hill Air Force Base, extends down into entrance to 193. And then you're also going to see traffic going the other direction, starting 200 north in Kaysville. That extends up to 1,000 north. Other than that, looking pretty good on the northbound commute once you get out of the valley. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.